Hi, welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
We've been running buddies for over a decade, and this is a brand new podcast to expand our audience and hopefully entertain and inform our vast running community on different topics.
Well, Jesse, I also would like to put in a plug for our sponsor that brought us here today, brought to you by 361. We'll get into more of them later on in the podcast, but I wanted to give them a shout out and give them some love for helping us get here today.
So, Blake, how's your week been going? I haven't seen you too much. We didn't get a chance to run together.
No, not bad, man. You were doing your own thing this week.
Yeah.
So just like you, I've got a race this weekend coming up, so just kind of gearing up for that, not running a whole lot, just kind of hanging loose, getting geared up for that. How about yourself?
Yeah, I got a little bit longer race coming up than you because I'm a lot tougher, but but we won't get too much into that. What I want to get a little bit of a background on you, so that our audience knows a little bit about you, and then we'll do vice versa with me, and then so everybody gets a kind of a feel. Do you want to tell me a little bit about, and I know this story, so I definitely want you to share, how you came to Indy? Because you obviously don't sound like you're from Indiana.
Oh, you think? No, actually, originally I'm from North Carolina. I moved here in 2009. Actually, I took about 8 years off from running and got back into running. Never thought to ever come back and be competitive at all. A lot of people don't realize that. So I just got running again, and then I have a buddy that actually lived here. He ran for the Indiana Invaders, which is where I actually met you from. And so I came up here to kind of run with that group, and just got up here, got going with you guys, and it was just, you know, different kind of running than I've ever seen and done before, and just had a blast and started improving. So I just came up here for a week, met everyone, and then the next week I packed up my truck and moved on up to Indianapolis and quit my job in North Carolina and started working at Kohl's, folding children's clothes until I found a career here. So that's pretty much the story.
Yeah. If I remember right, those 8 years that you took off, did you take up weightlifting?
I did take up weightlifting.
And do you still have that picture that you showed me when you were in your weightlifting phase?
Probably do somewhere.
All right. Well, if we find that, we're definitely going to put that on our Instagram or Twitter page.
And just so the audience knows.
Pretty awesome.
When you weigh 120 pounds and you're trying to get big, that's not happening. No matter how much creatine you take, it doesn't work. So
I love that picture though. So I was actually on one of your first runs when you were here, and a friend of ours who may or may not want to be named, so I won't talk about him. He gave you some advice, and I think he kind of talked you into coming, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
What did he say?
He's actually a lawyer here. Again, we won't name any names. But I was on a run. I remember the exact workout. We were doing a 3-2-1 fartlek type run. It was down to Monon. I actually got lost on the Monon, if you remember that.
Yeah, if you've ever run the Monon, it's kind of challenging to get lost on the Monon.
Yes, it's just straight out and back, and I somehow got lost.
So you quickly got a reputation.
Yeah. And well, John...
That's okay. Yeah. There's a lot of Johns.
Yeah, a lot of Johns. Looked at me and was like, hey man, you should definitely move up here. You got some ability, definitely would improve. I had nothing going for me back in, you know, North Carolina. So he convinced me, and I moved up here, and the rest is history.
Were you doing some cycling too?
I was, because I was semi-hurt when I moved up here. And so I was kind of transitioning back from being hurt.
Yeah, because I remember our buddy giving you some advice that kind of stuck with me ever since then, because you asked him about cycling and how it translates to running. I don't know if you remember this. It's been a long time. It just stuck with me. And he was like, Michael Jordan didn't get good by riding a damn bike.
I remember that name.
So,
yeah.
So it speaks to the specificity of sport if we want to get real technical.
Well,
so.
Agree. Nothing replaces running but running.
Yeah, true. Another question and story that I've really enjoyed that you've told a few times. You notably were third in the state of North Carolina in the 3200, which is just shy of 2 miles.
Great.
And I thought that was a really cool story and how that all took place. Going in, were you considered one of the favorites? Were you supposed to get third or?
No, I was actually seated dead last in that race. I barely qualified to get there. I did qualify, but barely, in the regionals. And I got there, and I was seated completely dead last in that race.
Yeah, and what happened? Why'd you get third that day?
So a couple things went down that day. A, it gets really, really hot where I am, sometimes up to 110 degrees. And the heat index, it feels like 120 because I live near the coast, the beach. So I was used to running in hot weather my whole entire high school career. Well, that particular day, it was really, really hot, and it was up toward the northern mountains, but it was really, really hot and humid that day, and a lot of the guys that were the best in the state, two of them were Foot Locker finalists, the ones that actually beat me, and they're not used to the 110-degree weather. So I was at the line, and I had they just told us to get up to the line, and I got up to the line, and I kind of positioned myself third, believe it or not. And one of the runners was like, "Hey man, you need to get in the back. This is for the top runners." And so that kind of peed me off. So I looked at him and said to myself, "I don't care what place I come in. I'm just going in front of him."
Yeah.
He was actually one of the top five in the state. I didn't know that because we didn't have internet back then. So you couldn't just check on Google and see what everybody was doing. You know, as far as I knew, I was top three because I didn't know. So I just homed in on him and I went out with him. And long story short, I ended up finishing third, and that guy completely ate it that day and actually finished third to last.
That's what he gets for being a jerk.
Yep. So I became All-State, third in the state my senior year. And I PR'd by almost like 30 seconds. So
wow.
It was a huge PR for me.
30 seconds. That's
amazing. I went
in a 2 mile race.
Yep. I went from like a 10 flat to like a 9:30. It was ridiculous.
And that speaks to being conditioned for a race because you said that you were used to the heat where some of the other athletes might not be used to the heat.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, important lesson there. On top of, like, if you want to get motivated, have someone disrespect you.
Now I'm a complete wuss moving here to Indiana. I'm totally the other way now.
Mm-hmm.
So
Moving on, as everyone, anyone that knows you knows that you're a huge movie buff. So I just need to know, I'm just curious, what fictional character or actor, it could be a real person or a fictional character, would you most like to go on a long run with? And I have a guess, and I hope you say it. If not, I'm going to say it anyway. So
that's really easy. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, totally wrong. Do you think he could keep up?
No. Heck no, he couldn't keep up.
He used to be pretty fit.
He did.
I was thinking you're going to say Darth Vader.
No, not a big Darth Vader fan.
Oh, man. I think he would, he'd be interesting. He might make you a little tired, all that heavy breathing.
He would. I'm more of a Luke Skywalker fan.
Yeah.
Neither here or there.
Yeah. So moving on a little bit, I know you're still doing the road and marathon, which sounds pretty long, but as we'll get into later, I'm kind of doing more of an ultra marathon thing. So my question to you is, why are you not doing ultras? Because that's cool now.
Because they suck, Jesse.
I just think maybe you're just not built for it, or maybe you're not tough enough. I don't know.
I've ran one ultra in my life, and anything over 26.2 miles is considered an ultra. And the only ultra I ever ran is when I looked down on my GPS watch, and it was like 26.4. That's as far as I've gone. So I have no interest in doing ultras.
All right. Well, at all. Maybe one of these days you'll kill enough brain cells and that'll become appealing to you.
So speaking of killing of brain cells and ultra running sucking, I want you to kind of talk to me about, and our audience, about why you went over to the marathon. Just because in college you were an All-American 800-meter runner, which is way off from ultras, and you had been successful with the marathon, with qualifying in the Olympic trials, not once, but twice. So just kind of touch on why you chose to go that route.
Well, I guess, basically, I've kind of had this natural progression throughout my running career where I actually started out as a sprinter. I was a 100, 200-meter dash runner in middle school. And then from there, moved up to the 800, where, as you said, I had some success. And then from there, once I got out of college, I moved on to half marathons and then to marathons. And I've been kind of stuck in the marathon game for almost a decade. I've run like between 20 and 30 marathons, and it's just kind of became the same thing over and over again. And my got to a point where I was very satisfied with what I've done on that end. And there's just so many more challenges with the ultra marathon, and like all the nutrition and the timing of that and the water. It just really appealed to me. And then there's so many different types of races. You could do 100K, you could do 100 mile, you could do 50K, 50 mile, it could be on the road, it could be on the trail. I mean, there's just so many different options that I think is just super appealing, and it just keeps it fun and fresh.
Great. Well, I do have to ask a question, and for all the running nerds out there, if I'm wrong at this, I apologize, but I'm not sure on this, but I think outside of Meb, no one's really qualified for Olympic trials three times. So is that something would that be a possibility in the next 3 years?
I've thought about it. I may make another run at it. Not for sure. And I don't know how many people, maybe there might have been a few people that qualified three times, but I don't know. I have to look into that stat. But if there's not very many, that is a new challenge. So I might go for that. But it's just going to be something that's organic and then just kind of comes up. I'm not really setting that as a goal yet. So it's a possibility.
Well, that's awesome. Well, good luck this weekend. And your first ultra race of the season, correct?
Yeah, I'll be doing a 50K coming up. And I'll be trying out these new 361 shoes. That's our sponsor. I'm really excited. I just got their trail shoes today, got it on the trails. They're feeling great so far. I'm ready to take them out and test them on a tough course in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, another question I have, Jesse.
Shoot.
Not running related, but rumor is that you're very, very similar to the great Luganus of rock jumping in Bloomington. Can you touch on that, and why didn't you go that route?
Oh, boy. I don't know how you're digging deep there. I mean, if you've ever seen the movie Breaking Away, or if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's about my hometown, Bloomington, and a bunch of cutters, which is the local term for townies in Bloomington. So it's a great movie, and featured in that movie is a huge rock quarry. And I, in high school, probably shouldn't be admitting to this because I think it was trespassing technically, but we would go back there and just jump off the rock quarry in different spots. And one of the jumps was 70 feet. And if you can do that, man, you could do anything because it is scary as shit.
You guys should Google that. It's ridiculously how big it is.
Yeah, that is so... you hit the water so hard. You have to wear shoes so you don't hurt your feet. But I did it once, seven times in one day. And I told myself that if I... I don't know why I did it seven times. For once, I kept landing the wrong way too, right on my butt, and actually bruised my tailbone and hurt for like a week and a half. And I said if I did it just once that day, because every time you have to work up the guts to do it, I was going to ask out this girl, and I ended up I did it, and then I called her up and asked her out, and But we actually never went out on a date. But, you know, whatever. This gave me the confidence.
So. Awesome. Well, and my final question for you, Jesse, is if people don't know, we're both managers at the local Runners Forum down here in Indianapolis, which sell the 361 shoes. You can pick it up at any of our 7 locations we have. Apparently, you had a really good career before you landed into the shoe business. So can you talk about the candy shop?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a candy store manager, which is great for your running. You know, you get to work and you just did a hard run. And you didn't have time to eat breakfast because you're bad at time management when you're that young. And you go in and your breakfast is gummy worms. So, you know.
Wasn't it the one in the mall?
Yeah, it was Inside Scoop was the name of it. I worked in the one in Evansville. It was like a part-time job down in Evansville. Then I graduated and I took over and was a manager at the Bloomington store and then moved up to Indy and managed the Castleton store. I actually haven't been in a mall in a long time, so I actually don't even know if they're still in business. But
they are.
Yeah, they are?
They are.
All right. You got to go to the Inside Scoop then. I mean, that place is great.
It is pretty hot in there. It's just get everything you need.
Yeah. And one thing, if you're listening and you go into a candy store, please do not put your hands in the bin and touch the candy. I can't tell you how many times that happens, and it is gross. So, I mean, we were on it, and we were stopping people from doing that, but they tried a lot. So please don't do that.
Well, Jesse, it's about time to wrap it up here with us today. I do want everybody to try to tune in next podcast. We're going to have some good guests on next podcast with Matt Imbersoll, our coach, and the elite coordinator of Monumental. He's going to talk about the course, the elites, just in general, registration, what you need to do, all that jazz. So definitely tune in for that. That'll be really interesting. Jesse, you have anything to say before we wrap up?
Oh, yes, definitely. We need your support. If you enjoyed what you heard today, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, like us on Facebook. When you check out our Twitter, I'm going to put up a Twitter poll. And if you have any suggestions for topics that you want to hear us talk about or something that you're interested in, please share. And then you can help decide what we're going to be doing going forward, because it's all about you, the listener, and we want to make sure that we're entertaining you. Once again, I'm Jesse Davis.
I'm Matt Lauer. Blake Robertson.
This was Running on Indy. Thanks again to our sponsor, 361 Running. And be sure to tune in next time when we have Matt Imbersoll, our running coach, and we're talking about Monumental. It's going to be really great and informative, and hopefully you'll learn something. So, all right. Thank you. Running on.